Please, I need help. I've had marital problems.
Honey, I think it's time that we start talking about a divorce.
Larry, we're gonna be fine.
Professional, you name it.
Larry, we've received a number of letters denigrating you and urging us not to grant you tenure.
I need help.
We're gonna be fine.
I've tried to be a serious man.
We're gonna be fine.
Serious man. So, a quick summary of A Serious Man. This is a Ethan Coen and Joel Coen film. If you're not familiar with those directors, shame on you. They're two of the finest directors come out in the last 20 years, 30 years. They're the directors of the films Fargo, No Country for Old Men, Burn After Reading. I'm just trying to think of all the films of theirs I've seen. Anyway, quick summary of A Serious Man. It's essentially about this Jewish husband who is having a bit of a midlife crisis where his wife is leaving him and he's being considered for tenure at his job. He's a teacher and all these crazy bad things start happening to him. It's been very much the plot, and this isn't spoiling too much. The plot has been often compared to the story of Job from the Bible, the book of Job, where everything in his life starts going wrong for him. You know, he's been a nice guy so far. He is a nice guy in general, but just for one reason or another, he's just having all these horrible things starting to happen to him, and it's destroying his life. So yeah, that's pretty much A Serious Man in a nutshell without spoiling anything. And yeah, here's my review.
I knew Leo G. Carroll was over.
This was a really dark, weird film that went way over my head and will probably go over yours as well, unless you have a thorough understanding of Jewish customs, biblical metaphors, chaos theory, and the principles of probability as they relate to a 1960s Jewish community. And even then, you're not very likely to make much sense of it. This film isn't exactly what I'd call accessible, and I can see why it didn't get much attention despite all the good reviews. It's a good film in the technical sense, and it's brilliant in its ability to infuse so many different intelligent concepts into a somewhat coherent, mostly entertaining story, but ultimately, it's confusing and overly complicated for the average viewer to really get, much like Donnie Darko. Though, unlike Darko, it's much better written, directed, shot, edited, and performed. It's the kind of film that you admire more for its craftsmanship than its ability to entertain. It has a very complex narrative that was clearly put together by a brilliant mind, or two in this case, but it's too intelligent for its own good at times, just something I never thought I'd say, but there you go. That's not to say it's not worth seeing. It is, and some of it is very funny, though parts of it drag at times, especially when the film turns into little more than scene after scene of the main character just getting advice from people. And for a Coen film, it's surprisingly preachy and non-violent. There's only one scene of violence in this, and it's not even that violent. I was very disappointed. And if you thought that the ending to No Country for Old Men was infuriating, don't watch this film. Talk about ambiguous. Or was it? Yes, it was. Overall, it's not for everyone. It's a tough watch at times, but it's very entertaining at others. It's not their best film, but it's certainly brilliant in its own way. Coens are always experimenting with the medium, and for that, they should be commended. This film, though, just didn't work for me. 3.5 out of 5.